This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's up and what's down? That's part of our gig here on the DJV program. Jennifer is still absent without leave. She's AWOL. Ooh. Swimming in the ocean with the sharks, I think. Isn't she? Since she wasn't part of the gig on the cruise she was on, she had to swim behind the boat at least part of the way. I think I remember seeing that, hearing about that. So we'll see how well she did when she returns. Meanwhile, Victoria Keelan is here. Hip, hip, hooray for that. And Kara Schillen. The major question as we get started in this hour, I guess, Victoria, is what is going on with oil prices since the drone strike on the Saudi oil facilities? What is that doing to production?
Well, global energy prices are certainly way up, and this is the attack that you've mentioned on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. It's disrupted more than 5% of the world's daily supply of oil. And so, of course, the incident has also reignited fears of the U.S. getting involved in a military confrontation in the Middle East. And the U.S. government released satellite images over the weekend showing the extent of the destruction at the oil processing plant, and which is also a key oil field, where an estimated 5.7 million barrels of oil are produced every day. And so the U.S. suggested that the assault originated either in Iran or Iraq, rather than Yemen, where Saudi Arabia is actually fighting Iran-backed rebels, the Houthi rebels. They're the ones who actually claimed responsibility for it. The U.S. seems to want to point the finger elsewhere, even though these rebels said, you know, this was definitely us. Not really sure if there's intent behind that or if that's a political move, but
yeah, what
for
would
whatever
be the reason that anybody would take that step, because it would almost seem like suicidal under the circumstances. Even though the oil prices went up, this is something that can be corrected pretty quickly, though, isn't it, the damage?
Well, I think the damage can be corrected. They said that within 48 hours they should be back up to close to normal production. But Brent crude oil, which is an international gauge of how the market is doing, that surged nearly 20% when markets in Asia opened. Obviously, they're way ahead of us with the time difference. And then it went down to about a 10% spike as trading has continued. So, you know, this is, it's one of those things, people make a lot of money when they short that stock. So,
yep. Yeah, right.
We'll
and
see.
You notice lately, as you drove, I've been driving a lot the last couple of weekends. I was up in New York and Vermont over the weekend, and the prices have gone down substantially. Average price for a gallon of gas, at least in the Northeast quadrant here, appeared to be about $2.40. It had been $2.60 even a couple of weeks ago. What's it where you are? What's the average
on Friday
price?
I got gas and it was $2.61.
Yeah.
So I don't know if where you got $2.40. That's a really good deal because I'm
up
in Jersey,
in
and Jersey gas is always super cheap.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it was up in
Vermont. $2.61.
What about you, Kara? What are you paying for gas in the Washington area? What's the cost per gallon?
It was about $2.45 actually a couple weeks ago, but yeah, then it went back up to around the $2.60s.
Mm-hmm. So what's the beef here? What is the reason these rebels, if in fact it was them, why would they attack the oil plants? What's in it for them?
Well, they're backed by Iran, so it depends what's in it for Iran. And I don't know if this, I don't know the answer to that. So right. I'm assuming that this is something that we'll be hearing about probably at least all week.
Or what's in it for the people who say it's them? That would be maybe the other question. If it wasn't really them, then is this more Middle East disruption, more whatever it is that these people think is the norm or ought to be the norm, or we don't like you because you don't practice our religion, or whatever these nutcakes are all about. It's more of the same, that, mm-hmm. as far as I can see. The death of Osama bin Laden's son now confirmed. The State Department offered $1 million for information on his whereabouts earlier on this year. His death reported in July, but hadn't been confirmed yet. The statement came over the weekend. The White House said that he was killed in a counterterrorism operation on the Afghanistani-Pakistani border. It went on to say that his death not only deprives al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, but undermines important operational activities of the group. I'm of the opinion, I was with a diplomat on Friday, and we had a long talk about the impact of Osama bin Laden and the 11 men who were responsible for September 11th. And this comes on the heels of a lot of conversation with the Taliban and whether or not we're going to, you know, get anywhere finding, quote-unquote, peace with them. This fellow made me think, and I actually was thinking about it a lot over the weekend, frankly. My time that I spent on the tractor yesterday, I spent hours on the tractor, and I had two things on my mind. One of them was my son's wedding, which is coming up, and all the things that are going on with that and how great I feel. But I said to him, I think I'm more concerned about your wedding than you. I says, no, I don't worry about it at all. Yeah, Dad, what are you worried about? And
well, what are you worried about? It sounds like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun. I don't know. I just want him to be happy. And sometimes parents overdo that sort of thing. We concern ourselves about stuff. I just am too reflective on my own marital realities. Mm-hmm. And when I was thinking about what I'm going to say, because there'll be a couple of occasions for me to speak about him, and it'll be about him. It's not about him and his wife, and even I have a hard time saying that for whatever the reason. It's all certainly on me. Wife, that term, you're somebody's, think about it this way, Victoria, you're somebody's wife. He is your husband. He has a wife, you have a husband. It's just the words conjure up kind of, I don't know.
I totally know what you're saying, that for you, you don't have anything really positive associated with any of those labels.
So I need to get that out of my head
because
it's not.
Get over yourself.
That's what I said.
This is about him, yeah.
Right, that's what
and
I said.
Her, but it's about her, too. And I would just say, we had a best man, and it's my husband's best friend who's a wonderful guy, and I love him. His entire toast, he didn't mention me once. Like,
oh,
not
cool.
A single mention. So don't do
noticed. I like her. She's and she's really matured, helped him mature a lot. It's really good. It's a great combination.
Based on his Instagram page, I would say that he is incredibly happy.
Yeah, he is. I'm glad you noticed that. Good. Anyway, meanwhile, back to Osama bin Laden and what the other things that I was thinking was going through my mind over the weekend. How much, and this guy, when he was talking about the diplomat that I met on Friday when I was in Baltimore, it just gave me cause to think about how right he was regarding Osama bin Laden and how, whether because of greed or avarice or just being not very smart, here's a guy that with the philosophy that he had, determined by who knows what, but his hatred for people who are different than him, or maybe he just realized that he could create a power zone for himself. At any rate, whatever was his thinking, he and 11 people changed the future of the world. The entire world changed on September 11th, 2001. And whether we dealt with this, that was part of what I was talking to him about last week, because a lot of times there isn't as much, especially the last 3 or 4 years, as much emphasis. I was reading a survey on the plane coming home Friday night suggesting that over 40% of millennials don't really know anything about the Holocaust. They don't put two and two together. They don't know what it is. They don't know why people talk about it. They just don't know anything about it. And I think about how the Nazis changed the world. But there were millions of people that were killed, and there was disruption created everywhere. With this one disruption, think about the impact of that on our life, on what we think. With us, there's terrorism in our mind every day. We think about this being terrorism, that being terrorism. And so whether it really is the physical act of terrorism, what Osama bin Laden did was forever change the way we live, which was really what he wanted to do, apparently, according to some. And he did it with 11 people. Think about that. Think about the impact of that and how, if, and you really can't argue it. Not that you want to argue it, but it, the, we've, everything's different. Nothing will be the same ever because of that.
That's true.
We're rolling down a road that now we think about, even
think about how much travel has changed.
Yeah,
just on a, on a, on a superficial level, think about how different it is pre and when people talk pre and post 9/11.
Yeah.
Everything, traveling, airports, airplanes, everything's different.
Trains, yeah. Right. It is. So something for you to think about. This Monday, it's the 16th of September on the DJV program, sort of a reference, I made reference to the Taliban. There are groups of Taliban that are going to Russia to talk peace with them. Now that we don't have peace talk scheduled, I don't know why couldn't they have peace with, well, they shot up and killed an American, so now they're going to play. What kind of a game is this? I guess is my question here. A game with them? Is it a game? We got to a certain point, and they said, oh, well, we'll show you guys. We're not really serious, so we'll shoot up somebody and kill them. And the peace negotiations were canceled. I was looking at the tweet from the president. So now, okay, the Russian news agency says they were going to have a resumption of talks between the United States and the Taliban. That's part of it, but we'll talk to them on our own, too. What's the purpose? Anyway, all right, it's 17 past the hour here on the DJV Monday program.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
DJV, D, Doug, J, Jennifer, V, Victoria. Monday morning, we're waking up today. How are you doing? Did you have a good weekend? A good weekend includes having lots of good rest. Sleep. So if you didn't have a good night's rest, either Friday night or Saturday night or Sunday night, then you need to change your pillows. You need to change your mattresses. You need to change the ambiance, if you will. And that's what MyPillow does. They directly market to you, so you don't have to go through the retail stuff, you know, all the standard things. You pay less and get more. Isn't that what Target's slogan is too, right? You pay less or something like that. At any rate, all the things that have been created by Mike Lindell and the folks at MyPillow, you can benefit from savings up to 66% when you go to the sheet, you enter the promo code DJV on the radio commercial tab, and look at the savings. Look at the great stuff that they have. Let's get a good night's rest. Come on. Go to MyPillow.com, click on radio commercial tab, enter promo code DJV, up to 66%, 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's hope he got on the Paradise train.
So I just said to Victoria, number one was Eddie Money, number two, Rick Ocasek. Who's going to be number three? Because these things seem to always happen in threes. Eddie Money from the 70s and 80s, big-time classic rocker. That song, one of his biggest, but he's got plenty of more where that came from. Passed away. He'd had stage 4 esophageal cancer. That comes from, most of the time, big smoker, I'm guessing he was. And it always makes me wonder, how do these guys sing the way they do, put the emphasis, the work, the taxing? I mean, part of it may have been the way he sang the songs, who knows, but he's gone. He's only 70. This was also one of my favorite ones. Crank this up, will you please, Kara?
Baby, hold on.
He looked kind of rough. Anyway, and well, that is the sort of image he created around his music. From New York originally, he moved to California in the 60s, became a presence in the Bay Area, did a lot of live work there, released his self-titled debut album in 1977, which had a couple of hits in it. These two we've started with, Two Tickets to Paradise and Baby Hold On. And then he had lots more hits and albums, singles during the 80s and 79. Life's for the Taking was a big album. 82's No Control following his debut. It went to platinum. Lots of people loved his music because it was fun. His biggest Hot 100 hit was Take Me Home Tonight, 1986. Ronnie Spector's in this with him. I've seen the video. I don't much pay attention to videos for songs, but I was interested in this one because there's Ronnie Spector right there. Kind of a Ronette-sounding song. He continued to have success on the charts. 1980s, he scored further hits. I Want to Go Back from 87, Endless Nights from 87, Walk on Water from 88, The Love in Your Eyes was 89. His final top 20 entry came in 1990 with the greatest hit single, Peace in Our Time. This is an important song. He faded away, though,
because of alternative rock that came out in the 90s. I can understand that. I've always been, when I was a jock, I played pop music. And I could get into the music from the, after we get out of the 60s era through the era of disco, I get into that, and the 80s, stuff like this was good. But the 90s music left me cold and still does. From that time to this, I really haven't paid much attention to much that was pop music related. It's a final album, Eddie Money's final album, Brand New Day, scheduled for release this past July, but delayed because he had a heart valve procedure, which led him to developing pneumonia, and I don't think he really ever recovered after that, did he?
I don't think so, no.
Nope. So, too bad. A good time. You know, a lot of people confuse him with Eddie Rabbit, and I don't know why. They're kind of different. And Eddie Rabbit, there was always this, I remember even talking about this on the air, which one, I couldn't remember for a while, which one was the former cop. And it was Eddie Rabbit, whose real name isn't Rabbit, I forget what his real name is, but he was a police officer, and then he became a singer, and quite a successful one. But Eddie Money was at it from the beginning, had those roots. And he seemed to always be by himself. Did you ever notice that? He wasn't ever tied up or tagged with anybody. He just kind of performed on his own and created his own ambiance, if you will. So the passing of Eddie Money at the age of 70 is where we start musically during the day here on the DJB program at 28 after the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
General Motors factories are silent this morning. Production coming to a halt hours ago when the United Auto Workers Union went on strike. The union VP Terry Dittes says,
here at the table and in the plants across the country clearly understand the hardship that it may cause. But UAW members have never faltered in the fight for what is right.
The union points to General Motors' $8 billion profit last year as it tries to get workers to make concessions like cuts in their health care benefits. Crude oil prices jumping 10% after a weekend attack on Saudi Arabia's biggest oil refinery. Analysts say it will mean higher prices at the pump pretty soon. The national average price as the week begins is $2.57 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
After the hour here on the Monday program, we're here to, you know how the chefs say, we're going to somehow or other tweak your taste buds. Well, we're here to move your brain buds. And one of the things that on the music scene people are talking about is the passing of Rick Ocasek, who is 5 years older than Eddie Money. Eddie Money was 70, Rick Ocasek 75. So do we have a cause? What's the cause of death here, Victoria?
Apparently, the Page Six is reporting that it was natural causes. He was found dead in his Manhattan apartment on Sunday afternoon around 4:15 p.m. He lived in Gramercy Park in that section of New York City, and he was found by his estranged wife, Paulina Portskova, who I guess went over to visit him and found him in bed, and he was unresponsive. So it looks like probably a heart attack. Is what everyone's guessing, but the coroner's report.
You wonder about that because he was all skin and bones. He's one of the skinniest guys I think I've ever seen.
I know.
In my life, skin and bones.
He never
bones.
Looked healthy,
no,
even back
ever.
In the day.
No.
So.
No, he lived in Massachusetts, in Chestnut Hill. He still had a home there. He and Paulina, I never is it Poritskova?
Poritskova.
Poritskova. were married for quite a long time, actually, and they were seen all over
28
Boston.
Years they were
People
married.
People paid no attention to them, and they paid no attention. It's kind of like being in L.A. where nobody pays any attention to anyone who's a celebrity. Anybody who lives there, if you're coming in on the tour bus, then. But we don't have tour buses like that in Massachusetts, so he just kind of blended in. I always loved the sound the Cars had. Crank this up, will you, Kara? Is it the beat? Is it the riff? What is it? I don't know what it is, but I know that there's something, this one especially, there's something to this song especially. It isn't the words, it's the music behind it. Whatever it is. It was in an era, I know, when the guys who were, you know, we were talking about Eddie Money, and you think about Sting and some of the others. Who are some of the others you think you'd put in that category? I suppose Springsteen is one of them that not, it isn't, they just had something that attracted us to their music. And
I think his voice was part of it too, because his voice is so distinctive that you always know as soon as you hear his voice, you know it's Rick Ocasek, you know it's the Cars, and I think that's what, you know, and Springsteen and Sting and Eddie Money, you know, that if you don't have a voice that as soon as you hear a note you know who
it
is,
right.
Then you just kind of fade into obscurity.
Yeah. Right. Where they're able, and you wonder what the genius is, because that's really what it is. It's genius. It's a certain kind of genius. We all, you know, there are different categories of genius, and if you think about success, certainly I think requires certain part of the mix is being a genius. So anyway, here he goes off into the. I was thinking about how. I was thinking about this with Money and with Ocasek as well, thinking about what it's like on the other side. A lot of whether they have helped. You know, we were told when we were youngsters, I don't know if you were told this or not, but I remember the minister time, because I loved to sing. I was in the junior choir in grade school and the high school choir and in college. And I've always said, yeah, you guys tease me about my singing, but I've always loved to sing, and I was pretty good at it when, you know, things meant that I had to be good at it. But I would never have done what these guys have done. It wasn't in my wheelhouse. It wasn't what I wanted to do. But anyway, I remember the minister telling us there was a heavenly choir of angels that were singing. And we sounded, when we were kids, like I'm talking about 6th, 7th grade, we sounded just like those. And I never thought about it. Then how do you know what they sounded like? I was wondering whether... Now there's a place for Rick Ocasek and Eddie Money in that heavenly choir of angels. What kind of impact do they have on music? It's kind of, maybe you think it's silly, but I don't necessarily think it's silly. It all depends on what you believe. I believe Eddie and Rick were both very significant to pop music for most of their adult life. And they continued on. I don't know how much touring. Did the Cars, they sort of broke up, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they never really went back on the road again.
But I don't even know if they play, if they even performed.
Much on the road?
No, if they even performed when they got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
They had, I think, kind of a bad breakup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the last time that they were together.
Eddie Money's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well, right? I can't imagine.
I would guess, though. I would. Yeah. I don't know for sure, but I would guess.
Yeah. Right. Yep. So then there's the old joke that I used many times, and everybody groans. When they were friends, Rick Ocasek and Sting were talking about merging their groups. You've heard me with that silly joke, right? Police cars.
No.
Okay. What did you? Thud. Bada boom boom.
Yeah.
Okay. The weekend has been a good one. What about you, ladies? What'd you do for the weekend? What'd you do? Come on, let's have a good story. I want a good story from you, Victoria. What'd you do this weekend?
I don't have a good story. We just ate a lot of food. Yeah.
Really?
We ate a lot. We were out pretty much the whole weekend. We watched our friend compete in a surf contest in Belmar on Saturday, and then went out to dinner, and then yesterday we went out to dinner. So we're going to get back on track with our diets this week.
You're in a place, though, where there's lots of, I'm guessing, there's a lot of good restaurants around.
Yes.
Mostly shore communities have great restaurants.
Yep.
Good food, lots of fun. Yeah, that's good. All right, so, Kara, what'd you do that set you apart from the rest of the scene?
I had a wonderful weekend. One of my friends had a birthday party on Friday night, so we just went and, you know, chilled and played board games and hung out all night. And then one of my roommates, her boyfriend, and his family go on the water every weekend. So we went water skiing and kayaking and swimming at this river, and it was really nice. And then one of my best friends got engaged on Sunday. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was a lot of fun.
Is that another wedding you're going to have to be in?
Yep. I was already counting for next year. I was like, I already have. So I have one this coming weekend. I have one already scheduled for next year. I have two friends that are currently engaged. And then I was going through my list. I'm like, who else might get engaged this year? So, yep. Already got three planned probably for
next
year.
Makes your life expensive.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Felicity Huffman this weekend spent couple of days in jail. Why do they even bother? We were talking about this on Friday,
yeah.
The fact that she was sentenced 14 days. It's foolishness. It's loathsome even that a judge would think, okay, we'll send her to four just because I got to do something. No, you didn't have to do this. You can fine her instead of $30,000. You fine her $350,000 or something
right.
That has an impact on them. And the public sees what it costs, and you pay some of the costs that the taxpayers have had to pay for all of the services that were rendered to get her in the first place.
Yep. Yeah, 14 days in prison.
Nonsense.
What does that even, I don't know, what does that even do?
Nothing. Doesn't do a thing.
Yeah.
And I have no beef with her. I think she made a mistake and gets it. I don't know whether I think the same about Lori Loughlin, but I just, I think it's a different sort of a thing. She kind of fessed up to it, and Lori Loughlin, her husband, is still fighting. Oh, we didn't do anything wrong.
We didn't do anything. They paid $500,000. She,
right.
Felicity Huffman paid $15,000 to have her SAT, her daughter's SAT scores doctored. Yeah. Felicity, Lori Loughlin and her husband spent $500,000 to get their two dumb daughters into USC. Yeah. So I think if Felicity Huffman got 14 days plus she admitted that she did it, I think it's probably not looking great for Lori Loughlin and her husband because they're still fighting it. But if a jury finds that they were guilty and that they knowingly did this, obviously, how do you not know? They were caught on a phone conversation by the FBI. So I think that, who knows, maybe they'll serve a few months each.
Uh-huh.
Again, college. It doesn't really do anything to...
No,
you know,
it does nothing. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I've said
nope,
from
nope.
the beginning, they spent $500,000 to get those two daughters into USC. I think what they should be, what they should have to do is start a scholarship and send two kids to USC every
Excellent
year.
Excellent idea. See, that would have
every
meant
year
something.
They should write a check. Here's the, yep. here's what, you know, here's a kid
two
who actually
people.
Deserves to go to USC.
Yep.
Here's
the
second
it.
One. Yep. Every
very
year, that's what
idea.
They should do for the rest of their
yep.
lives.
Yep. That's a very smart idea. But why aren't the judges smart enough to figure those out? I think sometimes judges, when they get into positions of influence or power, you wonder whether they really listen or they are sitting up on the bench thinking what they're going to have for lunch or whether...
Or they want to be the one to say,
golf.
I'm the one who put Lori Loughlin in jail. You know,
yeah,
maybe they want the publicity. I don't know. But I don't know why there are not more, you know, creative sentences than just lock them up, lock them up, lock them up. That's all we ever do.
Nothing. Means nothing. You pay much attention to college football, either one of you? There's a lot of college football
now.
Not
this weekend, no.
No, no. There's a lot of hoopla. Jennifer, we're here. She's got the day off, but I would think that she would have some. Maybe we save this, although it gets stale.
What's the hoopla?
Now. Well, UCLA is not doing well. They play in the Rose Bowl. 75,000 people could get into the Rose Bowl. Used to be when they were good. I guess they draw that many. But they had 52,000. They were giving away tickets instead of selling them because they haven't done so well this year as things get started. And I don't know that much what the anticipation is. They lost to San Diego State, and the figures are going down, down, down. And what it does for me when I see headlines like this, think, here we are again placing a lot of emphasis on something that has nothing to do with a college education or education at all. And the glorification, Kara, as you talk about these college, these quote-unquote heroes, college football players especially, but other athletes, but more football than anything else. And I just, I've never I thought, I looked at it and I said, yeah, I'm going to ignore that. And then I started thinking about maybe the people who are wondering, that the folks at UCLA trying to figure out who to blame. Perhaps they could blame the whole negative impact of what happens when college kids get hurt on the field. That might, and or the overemphasis, and then this guy who's the coach. Can you imagine? They're paying a college football coach $20 million over 5 years. That's $4 million. Wow. What does that tell you about values? Paying that kind of dough to a college coach. That's just, it's sick.
Well, but if it's, yeah, but if it brings in the revenue, it's like saying, well, why do you have to pay Tom Cruise $20 million to be in a movie? Well, if his revenue. Movies make $1 billion, then he's worth it. So if there's a draw, if there are ticket sales, sounds like the ticket sales are really low, but if they're, you know, normally, then you can justify that. Why shouldn't a coach get paid? The players don't get paid, so the money's got to go somewhere.
But why, what has that got to do with an education? What is playing
nothing.
Football? Have to do, why not somehow or other create in the public raising money? I know we have an endowment at my alma mater. I don't talk much about my alma mater anymore because of I just am not as interested as I was for various reasons. But there's need to help support college. And then I think to myself, well, we look at all of the stuff, the focus on student debt. And how much money it costs to go to college in the first place. So do they use the money that they are, quote-unquote, making? Basketball, college basketball is the same thing. Huge money maker for a lot of the big rated schools.
Yeah.
And what comes out of that? Where does the money go? It goes to pay the staff. It doesn't go to help kids go to school. What good is it?
Well, it should help lower the price of tuition. Because we wouldn't have such a massive student debt problem if there were ways to lower the tuition. So many of these schools are $70,000-$80,000 a year.
Yeah. Anyway, the Patriots, I guess, won again, didn't they?
I don't follow the Patriots, but I know the Antonio Brown story is big today because he was allowed to play in the over the weekend. So
well, didn't he say to the press? We're here to win games, not to make friends. Something clever like that. I don't care what you think about me. I'm here to win games for the team.
Yeah. Well, his accuser's meeting with the NFL today, so that investigation is very active. So we'll see where this ends up. He still says he didn't do anything, but so she's going to meet with all the NFL officials today.
Okay. What do we have with regard to television? We have any good stuff on TV? Must be. This has got to be premiere week. I would think third week of September is premiere week for a lot of new shows. What's up tonight, you know?
Tonight that's new. I don't know about premieres, but one of the shows that's become a real, like, runaway hit is A Very Brady Renovation. That's the show on HGTV. Right. It's new tonight. Season 1, Episode 2 is tonight at 8 p.m. on HGTV. And that's where all of the original stars of the Brady Bunch are helping renovate the actual house that was used for the exterior shots of the show. And this show is having crazy ratings. People are so interested to see not only the cast of the Brady Bunch, but to see inside this house. And now they're going to make the inside look like the way it was on the set. So that's a really fun show. Also brand new tonight on Bravo at 8 p.m. is Below Deck Mediterranean. Ghost Adventures on Travel at 8 p.m., that's also new. And The Deuce on HBO, that's a brand new episode tonight, also 8 p.m. And beyond that, it's kind of picking through, if you want, you know, kind of picking through Netflix and chill and some other,
some my other rewarmed leftovers. Dinners. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Now, 53 past the hour, this Monday on the DJV program, this is Tech Talk time, a time when we are all paying much attention, like the old ad for, was it E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens, everything stops. So when Victoria Keelan speaks about technology, everything stops. We all listen as she starts us with a new algorithm for Google. How about them apples?
Yep, the way you read news
you get
on
that?
Google.
How clever, did you see what I did there?
No,
how
what'd
about
you
them?
Do?
I said, Google is in the news, how about them apples? Get it? Apple.
I thought you were referencing that famous line that Matt Damon says from Good Will Hunting.
No, wait,
how about them apples?
How about them apples?
Okay. Google is changing the way that you might be reading news in the future. They have a new search algorithm that is trying to emphasize original reporting, which it will elevate in its search results. So in order to do this, they have distributed new instructions. They have 10,000-plus human beings who review all of the news. People don't realize this about Google. People think it's just a computer program. But it's actually 10,000 human beings who they are constantly watching search results on Google, and then they give feedback back to Google to help tweak the algorithm. And so this is now their new instruction is to watch original news versus follow-up stories. So that's really kind of what the new focus is. Google issued a statement saying, while we typically show the latest and most comprehensive version of a story in news results, we've made changes to our products globally to highlight articles that we identify as significant original reporting. So those articles are going to stay in a highly visible position longer, and this prominence, they said, allows users to view the original reporting while also looking at more recent articles alongside it. There's no absolute definition of original reporting, according to Google, nor is there an absolute standard for establishing how original a given article is. It can mean different things to different newsrooms and publishers at different times, so our efforts will constantly evolve as we work to understand the life cycle of a story. The reason that this is important, if you've ever Googled a trending topic, like, you know, we were talking about Rick Ocasek. So if you just Google Rick Ocasek, before they made these tweaks, you would not see the original reporting of Rick Ocasek found dead at 4:15 by his estranged wife. You would then see follow-up after follow-up of why, five reasons why Rick Ocasek was, you know, was amazing, and here's what the Cars have to say, and all the celebrities that are now mourning the loss of Rick Ocasek. You miss the original story, and that's what they're talking about. The original story announcing his death is going to remain at the top of the results now, and then the other secondary stories that have new add-on facts, that's also going to be up there, but just not, it won't overshadow the original reporting. I think that's actually a great tweak, because I have found that to be really frustrating with Google recently. So that's essentially how as you use Google, you may realize and you may start to see tweaks here as the news cycle happens. You're going to, and this happens a lot with hurricanes too. That was another big complaint, that there, you couldn't go back to the original story of Hurricane Dorian. It was all these ancillary stories that kept popping up, and you had to really dig down to find anything concrete. And so that's exactly why Google is making all these changes. So we'll see how it goes. This is like they said, this is a work in progress. This is a mix of human interaction and rewriting a computer algorithm, and that's the wave of the, that's not just the wave of the future, it's how everything is done right now today. So I think Facebook could take a lesson from Google, because Facebook needs a lot more human interaction in their algorithms. So we'll see how it goes, but I think this is a step in the right direction.
This is something that I can use, because you're always accusing me of burying the headline. So maybe I'll get to that. Meanwhile, there are some new smartphone grips being offered by PopSockets. Never heard of them before. What's this story?
PopSockets, you've probably seen this, you just maybe not, you didn't know what it was called, but there's a little, it's like a little knob that people put on the back of their cell phone case, and you can pull it out, and then you can hold your cell phone just in between, like, two fingers. So it's called a PopSocket. Now, they're actually expanding their business, and they're getting into the coffee mug business, which sounds kind of funny. They're getting into beverage cups. They have a new thing called Pop Thirst Cup Sleeve, and it looks like a koozie with a PopSocket attached to it. So you can use it on a pint glass, a coffee cup. If you go into Starbucks, you can put it in hot or cold, and you pop out the little PopSocket, and that becomes a new way to carry your beverage. And so it's going to cost $15 to integrate the Pop Grip, and or the PopSocket is what everyone calls it. And they say it's designed to help you hold your drink more easily to avoid spills. So this is kind of already starting to trend. It's all over Instagram. Some of them look kind of cool. You can basically carry it around, you know, your favorite pattern or whatever. They're going to come in a ton of different colors. So I think this will be the next thing. It's the next big beverage invention.
I'll drink to that. 59 past the hour here on today's DJV program.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.